Seems like we've been in a different land for 2 years, right?
That's right.
So, but this land is a beautiful land. It's a land filled with books. It's a land filled with great suggestions from independent booksellers who say, oh, I think you'll like this book. And that's the land we're talking about today. Every Tuesday, we've done this since the inception of this program. We've welcomed an independent bookseller to come to us and share with us a list of books that they feel are worthy for us to share in. And certainly, as this real autumn weather takes hold, and maybe we'll need a book in celebration, maybe we'll need a book to help with despair tomorrow. We don't know. But whatever, we have a little bit of everything before us. We are thrilled to welcome Odyssey Bookshop.
I'm going to predict a blue wave.
I would not think anything else from you, actually. But I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yes, I like that.
You
like
wore a blue,
I like your
blue
thinking.
Shirt. So.
I'm ready. Joan Grenier is the owner of the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and has been with us again since the very beginning of our program. Bookseller Kinsey Foreman probably was not born at the beginning of this program, but it is a pleasure to have you here, and
thank you
very much for being with us. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Where would you like to begin, Joan?
I'm going to start with Andre Dubus III. His new novel is Gone So Long. We've waited 10 years for this novel, and it's one of my favorites of the fall. And he's just a master at character development. I mean, you get into these characters, and they stay with you. It starts with Daniel Ahern. He's not seen his daughter in 40 years, and that's due to his uncontrollable rage and a horrible act of a jealousy that is unspeakable. He spends 15 years behind bars, and the next 25 on the outside are spent in deep regret and mostly alone, except for the time he spends with his mother. He's in his 60s, has a terminal illness, and he wants to see his daughter. He hasn't seen her in 40 years. She's now a writer, university professor, living in Florida, married to a jazz-loving music professor. So if you like jazz, there's quite a bit of it in this book. And she's not so happy with her life. She's struggling with her writing and uncertain about her emotions towards the people who love her, especially her grandmother, Lois, who raised her. They have a difficult relation. And her husband, Bobby. She hasn't stayed with men throughout her life. She's been with a lot of them, but she keeps leaving them. And now she gets a letter from her father who mm-hmm. wants to see her. And throughout this book, I kept thinking, how will this end? And can there be forgiveness? Can there be some kind of reconciliation? And, of course, Dubus not only keeps us guessing throughout over 400 pages, but he also produces a surprising ending. So I love this book. He's going to be with us on November 20th at 7 p.m. And he is a real delight. So
right.
If you can make the event, please come.
He'll be on an upcoming book show. We did a wonderful interview with him that'll air soon. He is, it's a beautiful, beautiful novel. And I would just echo what you said. He's a really fun to see in person and go to an event with. So you will not be disappointed. Okay. Next, Kinsey,
okay.
You're on.
My first book ever on the show
Yay.
Is Here to Stay. I had the pleasure of accompanying the author to Greenfield High School on Friday to talk about this book. It stars a young man named Bijan who goes to a prep school, and all he wants to do is play basketball and fall in love with his crush. But he unfortunately becomes the subject of a incredibly racist email that is sent out to the entire student body. His mother is Persian and his father immigrated from Iran, and he has to deal with not only that, but the school fighting to change their mascot from the gunner, which is a man holding a rifle. And so he deals with this and a lot of other issues in the book, as well as his friends going through their own drama. So I think it's a really important book, especially at a time when a lot of kids are being told they don't belong here.
Sarah Farazan is the author. The name of the book is Here to Stay. And is it a graphic novel or is it?
No, it's a young adult novel.
Okay, great. Yeah. Excellent. Wonderful. Next.
My next book is by Carol Anderson. It's very pertinent to today. It's called One Person, No Vote, How Voter Suppression is Destroying Our Democracy. And she's a historian. So she starts way back in 1890 with the Mississippi Plan, which at the end of Reconstruction, there was an incredible amount of disenfranchisement of African Americans. One figure she gave, which is very striking, is that in 1867, there were nearly 67% of African Americans registered in Mississippi, and that number was just 4.3 in 1955. So it was just an incredible disenfranchisement. So she talks a lot about the Voter Rights Act of 1965 and how that impacted voting, particularly in the South. And however, we have the John Roberts Supreme Court in a 2013 decision gutting the Voting Rights Act. And for the first time in 2016, we have the federal election in 50 years held without the protections of the Voting Rights Act. 33 states have established voter suppression laws, including, you know, the voter ID, the purging of voter rolls, redrawn district boundaries, closed and moved voting places. We're hoping today that doesn't impact this election, but and this is all founded on a lie, the lie of voter fraud. From 2000 to 2014, there were 31 confirmed cases of voter impersonation out of 1 billion votes. So it's just, you know, it's very, very rare. The scrubbing of voter rolls for non-voting is illegal, but some states do it just the same. And by 2016, I don't know what the current number is, there were 868 fewer polling places available in some of these counties that were covered by the Voting Rights Act. Oh. So this is an incredibly important book. Her earlier book, White Rage, is equally well-written and illuminating. And one of the things that one of the journalists that she quotes says, instead of white sheets, they're using spreadsheets.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is very powerful. Mm-hmm. All right. The name of the book is One Person, No Vote, How Voter Suppression is Destroying Our Democracy by Carol Anderson.
Okay. On a very, very different note, I have a book by Jennifer L. Armentrout, who is a best-selling author, and this is The Darkest Star, the beginning of a new series in her Lux universe. For anyone who's read her books before, these have aliens, and they have a lot of romance, and things get steamy, and there's some betrayal. I can't say much more without giving it away, but if you like fantasy, if you like aliens, I think you'll like this book. It's just a fun, lighthearted read, a break from all the other heavy books we're talking about.
And she'll be with us.
And she will be with us on November 14th.
The Darkest Star is the name of the book. It is by Jennifer Armentrout, and be with us. What is the date again? You just said it.
November 14th.
November
14th.
All right.
You have to take a look at this.
This is a beautiful pink book that you have handed me called The Art of Feminism, Images That Shape the Fight for Equality, 1857 to 2017.
And it's an extraordinary collection of feminist art of the last 150 years, including women artists from many countries. A number I had heard of, actually a fairly small number, but most were new to me. This is a book you can delve into in a chapter at a time, or either chronologically or skip around as you please. The book includes the work from some of the early female artists, such as Bert Morisot and Edmona Lewis, to the posters of the suffrage atelier, I think that's how you pronounce it, in London during the women's suffrage movement there, through the war years, through the women's liberation movement, and to redefining of feminism. The last chapter is The Activist Feminist, is very up to date, including images and discussion of Pussy Riot in Russia, the Women's March around the world, abortion rights in Portugal and Ireland, Black Lives Matter in the U.S., performance art on the day the Cecil Rhodes statue was removed from the University of Cape Town in South Africa, and the work of Mujeres Públicas from Argentina. There are over 350 works of art, illustration, photography, performance, and graphic designs. And this is just a great book. I've never seen anything quite like it.
That's a disturbing photo.
Well, it's not. It's, some of it is disturbing.
All right. I picked certainly one that was not of the norm. It's The Art of Feminism, and it's a beautiful, beautiful volume. All right.
Okay, my last book is Little by Edward Carey, who will be in the store this Thursday, November 8th. This is a work of historical fiction that introduces us to Marie, who goes by Little. She starts off in Switzerland, I believe, and then becomes apprenticed to a doctor, a very strange man who makes wax models of people's organs, and they move to Paris together.
Like
and
you do.
Yep, like you do. And it goes through the French Revolution, and you discover, you know, through reading it or reading the back cover, that this is the story of Madame Tussaud, and explains how she became the world-renowned figure that she is. She goes through quite a lot, from living in a cupboard to taking the death mask of the King of France. So I loved it. It was a joy to read. Just the writing is really incredible.
The name of the book is Little, and it is by Edward Carey.
And it's our first edition selection also. Mm-hmm. So
beautiful.
So getting a lot of books signed on
signed
Thursday,
copies.
Right?
All right. You have one or two more there, June. I guess two more.
I have two more. I'll try to be quick.
No, you're okay. We got fine.
Okay. Ultraviolet by Suzanne Matson. She teaches at Boston College, and she's won several awards for some of her books. This is a fictionalized account of three generations of her family, including her grandmother, her mother, and herself. The novel begins in India in the 1930s, where her grandmother is a... with a Mennonite missionary. Her husband's a missionary, and they live there for a number of years, and then they return to the Midwest, where Catherine, who is Suzanne's mother, grows up as a teenager, but has a hard time fitting in because she's grown up in India. And her mother passes away, and so she's kind of lost and decides to move to Oregon. And ends up marrying a man that's 16 years older. He is a construction worker. He's carefree. He's a Finnish American, and his family was involved with the Wobblies out in the West. But it's mostly about the relationship, between Suzanne and Catherine, the mother-daughter relationship, because this is her mother is, you know, like a World War II. Mom with limited possibilities and she's a frustrated writer and, you know, doesn't really get to go to college. So it made me think a lot about my mother's generation and the limits that they faced. And then they saw their daughters go on and be able to do other things that were not within their reach. Ultraviolet.
Name of the book is Ultraviolet by Suzanne Matson. So we are out of time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But the other book, you were real quick, is Hey Kiddo.
Jarrett Krasowska. We have signed copies in hardback and paperback.
And he will be a guest on our program on Friday at 11:30. So catch that. You can find out more information at odysseybks.com, odysseybks.com. Joan Kinsey, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.